know, being a Jewish leader ain't what it once was. Mm-hmm. It doesn't command the same respect, the same kuvit, that terrible word. And therefore, it's not such an important thing to be a Jewish leader. Say, what are you a Jewish leader of? And even more important than that, even sadder than that, those people who are called Jewish leaders today are mostly the professionals. Mm-hmm. Mostly the people who run the various three-lettered organizations. Mm-hmm. And they aren't Jewish leaders, they're just the paid help. And the fact that they've become the Jewish leaders just suggests the absolute abdication by serious lay Jews to serious leadership roles. Mm-hmm. So some bureaucrat who now speaks for the AJC or the ADL or the UJC or the JNF or some other organization has suddenly become a Jewish leader, while before he was a bureaucrat representing the organization carrying the briefcase of the Jewish leader. Don't exist anymore.
And you think that's because of an abdication on the part of, say, the best and brightest in the community?
Or? Well said. Exactly, I do.
Are you a Jewish leader?
I don't know.
Do you aspire to be one?
I don't aspire to be a Jewish leader if being a Jewish leader is relating to the broad constituency of Jews and persuading them that I should be their leader. Mm-hmm. If a Jewish leader means having a vision and taking steps that are meaningfully different and perhaps meaningfully ahead mm-hmm. of that which exists in the community, mm-hmm. of taking real chances, mm-hmm. of failing perhaps at some of them, mm-hmm. but of moving the community forward, mm-hmm. whether it be recognized or not, mm-hmm. if that's the definition, I think I'm a Jewish leader and I'm proud of that.